The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Considering that he made it to the Oval Office by accident, was there for only 895 days, and was a stealth ex-president, the outpouring for Gerald Ford has been amazing. And I think his friends were trying to make a point. More after this for the American Jewish Committee. The funerals of important men are always full of grand speeches. But the speeches about Gerald Ford focused on that word, decency. Unlike great men who studied the art of humility in hopes of having it noticed, Gerald Ford, by all accounts, was the real thing. Probably because he was the only man to come to the White House never having been in a presidential campaign, which means he never endured the process that forces you to pander to this extreme or that extreme as the price of admission. He was clearly a man of values, dedicated to family, deeply religious, tight-fisted with money. But he wasn't out there telling you how to raise your family, or wearing his faith in public, or trying to interfere in your medical decisions, or telling you that your lifestyle's wrong. He was there to oversee the apparatus of government, bring it back under control, and see that it minded its own business. Ford was the butt of jokes about his football career, especially the one about playing too long without a helmet. But Tom Brokaw found a different football metaphor, and one that I think explains why so many people wanted to call the nation's attention to a president who might otherwise have ended up as a footnote.
He played in the middle of the line. He was a center, a position that seldom receives much praise. But he had his hands on the ball for every play, and no play could start without him. And when the game was over and others received the credit, he didn't whine or whimper.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007.